Thank you. For those who are not on mute, if you could just mute yourselves unless you're going to speak. Call the Ways and Means meeting to order for November 9th. We have the exec budget.
Sorry, let me just pull up the document. Chairman Gavaris, legislators, thank you for having us on to present the executive budget. There really is not a lot of changes in this year's county executive budget. Last year in 2021, we had only budgeted a confidential secretary for 9 months. We hired the individual in March. And so you'll see, the difference between a 9 month position and a 12 month position in the confidential secretary's salary. Other than that, no other personnel changes except for the 3% management increase, which was given across the board to all management positions. And there was no other changes to any other sections. Happy to answer questions.
Anybody have any questions? Legislator Archer.
Thanks. Mark, help me with this. I thought we weren't filling that when we made some of the other changes. So I guess I was a little surprised that we filled that position. Was it in last year's budget? No, I didn't think it was. Was it?
Yeah, it was in the 21 budget. It was just budgeted for 9 months. We delayed it till March. And then I don't think we hired it until May. But there was never a discussion around not hiring that position. For other ones.
Anybody else?
Great. Overall, the budget is up $20,000 in expenditures. But again, that has to do with the 9 month to 12 month and the 3%.
Thank you. All right, can I get a motion to approve the minutes for October 12th, October 19th, and the 27th special meeting? Legislator Haynes, second. Walter, any discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. Resolution 496, approving execution of contract with Samadhi Center. A motion? Legislator Walter, second. Cartels, discussion? Legislator Walter.
Thank you. So this approved unanimously through public health with a promise of amendment to this resolution that are in your pocket. The amendments not to the language of the resolution, but the backup, which is the contract. To summarize it, there are two issues. There's the situation of what's going on in the particular location, and then the services that Samadhi provides. And what I heard from any legislator who I heard from was that they were very supportive of the services Samadhi provided. They just had concerns about what was happening in the specific location. Samadhi has already started some changes into that location, including a part-time person watching over it, but also they're working actively to move their location. But that takes a little bit of time. And in the meantime, the need for their services is only expanding. Very quickly also say that during COVID, for those of you who were not part of those conversations, their numbers went from 50 to 200 pretty quickly. They only operate during regular hours at this point. So they have a helpline that gets calls all day, night, weekend, but they can't provide the services. So what the proposal is to separate what they do from where they are. And so the language in Schedule A that you'll see now specifies that it's 24-hour programming, but not the location. The location will stay in its hours. It will not expand its hours at all. They will do their expanded programming in two ways. One is through telehealth, telephone calls, peer outreach that way. And for individuals who are homeless or do not have that accessibility, they have a mobile van that goes out into the community and reaches out to those people that way. So again, not only will this not be an expansion of the time at the location at all? But my prediction is their capacity to respond to people in telehealth and mobile health and off hours will actually reduce the pressure during the day at their location. And it'll make it easier for them to implement their changes and make their shift to move. So again, I'm proposing this resolution with the amendment as seen in the backup and Schedule A. And if there's any questions, I'm happy to answer.
Question? Legislator Archer?
Maybe you can help with this, Legislative Walter. How are we addressing the concerns in the community? I know that they're adding some extra security. I know that there's some lockdowns where it used to be an open door policy. But again, we had a really large response from the community about this, and the appeal was pretty impactful. And I don't want to ignore that. So I want to know how we're going to address the concerns of the people in the community.
Absolutely. So, I mean, there's a couple of different answers. One of the things that I think there's the what are we specifically saying to the community versus how are we processing what the community said. In terms of their concerns, the reality is, you know, there were three things that collided at the same time. COVID increased the demand on Somati, the refrigerator got moved right outside, and the church allowed homeless populations to sleep in its back area. And so a lot happened to that neighborhood. And a piece of it was associated specifically to Somati, and two pieces of it were not even associated with Somati directly. So, you know, Somati doesn't have the capacity to decide to move the refrigerator or to tell the church what to do. For their sake, they have that security guard and they're actively working on a move. I think that, you know, that move could be made public, that they are working on moving their location, that they are working on trying to deliver their services more through telehealth and mobile health to alleviate the pressure on that location. And then at the same time, I think it's another conversation about, you know, I mean, whether it's good or bad to put other services like a homeless shelter or a refrigerator, you know, putting them all together then creates this feel of an intense pressure in one neighborhood. And on one hand, that might be where all the people are that need the care. But on the other hand, you know, we have to respect that someone who lives across the street from it is going to feel very uncomfortable. So I think on Somati's part, they're working to move to a different spot. And, you know, this will be challenging for them. They'll have to transport people because people who normally walk there might not have an easier time, but they're willing to take that on. I think that the message I would say to anyone is they've heard that. They are concerned. They don't want anyone to feel unsafe. And they are taking some very, you know, very direct actions that way. And that any expansion to their programming is in telehealth and mobile health so that the people who need the care are getting it and not having to come to that block to get it. I mean, that's the biggest thing, is they won't have to come to that block necessarily to get those services. Which, you know, if you look at the numbers, we're not like easing off on our addictions. So it's really important.
Legislator Haynes and then Deputy Executive Ryder.
Yes, thank you. So I struggle to grasp the concept that they're providing services in a neighborhood that clearly needs services, but yet have failed to mitigate some of the issues in that current location when the need is really high. And I appreciate the fact that he's, you know, that Somati is willing to make these type of changes. But the issue is it takes time to see if these changes actually prove beneficial. And, you know, we're here tonight to vote on a significant amount of funding. And I don't have the luxury of time, being that I'm on my way out as a legislator. I believe that the people in that area, clearly there's a need. And the fact that Somati wasn't able to mitigate these issues in their current location is concerning for me. And I don't know that moving this to another location, you know, people are seeking services, and part of that is that, you know, Mr. McNamara or the people at Samadhi need to, you know, manage this issue. Moving it to a different location, I don't know that that's going to help the situation. And again, the only thing that's going to prove that is time.
May I just respond to that before you move to Mark?
You're good.
I mean, it's true in that spot, exactly what you're saying, Legislator Haynes. I think it was a challenge. With COVID, their numbers quadrupled, and it definitely, ideally, in retrospect, their response occurred weeks, months ago. But sometimes when you're just trying to keep your head above water, it's hard to see the whole sea, so to speak. I think that what I really think people should take into deep consideration is the fact that while it might seem contrary, actually expanding their 24 services will take pressure off of that space. It will allow them to provide care to people who won't have to come there, so that we have the time to see whether the things they put into place are working. It also gives them the time to make their move. If it turns out that they can't fix or don't fix the situation they're in now, then we have future opportunities to respond. I mean, they are associated with Oracle and they're associated with Heal. And so if we find that they're not fixing this problem, then we have an opportunity later to withdraw money and support from them. And so I think, though, at this point, while it might seem like expanding their services is more pressure, it actually is relieving some of the pressure because they can provide that care in after hours on weekends, and it puts less on them. And again, I just want to say one more time, COVID made our numbers and their numbers, our numbers of overdoses, but their numbers of people in need quadruple. And it would be, and a lot of programs stopped providing services and they were the only ones. And we're fortunate that they were there. I agree. I wish things got fixed sooner so we could see them, their impact now, but you know, we are where we are.
All right, Legislator Haynes, you go ahead and respond, and then I'll let Deputy Secretary. Go ahead, Legislator Haynes.
Yeah, I have the muting issue, sorry. Again, I'm a little bit confused, so bear with me here. You're saying though that the people that were visiting the location were not necessarily there for help through Samadhi, but rather the church or the refrigerator. That to me, I think they were there for help in general. How did they get through to, I'm a little bit confused. Could somebody please clarify to me, you had a refrigerator, that the community refrigerator was there, but yet the issues that were happening, are they not still responsible for maintaining the integrity of the location of the program? If somebody could speak to that, I'd appreciate it.
Yeah. Do you mind if I just speak with that on that, John? I mean, yes, they are responsible for what is in their facility. Now, these other activities, the blue fridge, which people come to get food and often congregate, and the church allowing people to sleep in the backyard of the church, Samadhi is a tenant of the church. And this church has been in this neighborhood doing these activities for a long time, and not always have they caused the neighborhood the grief that they're causing them now. But it isn't all on Samadhi. Not all the people that were doing the horrible acts that I'm not going to repeat here, because I think we've all heard them through public comment of the city and Ulster County. Nobody is saying that those things are okay, and that if Samadhi is to blame for them, that they shouldn't be held accountable to fix that. We believe that they are fixing it. I will say that had Samadhi not been operating there during the pandemic, we would have lost more lives. I think we can say that through data. I think there would be people who would not be alive today if not for Samadhi. And I know nobody is questioning Samadhi's efforts. It's just around the neighborhood. They are taking the actions that have been requested and they're moving forward. The reason we don't have a lot of luxury of time is that this is a grant that is through NACHO. So it is a little bit more stringent with NACHO and the CDC, as far as it's not just our Healing Communities grant where we have our own task force. So it would take time to switch up the work plan, and it ends basically this summer. So if we delay too much to find out if what Samadhi has done has actually fixed the issue, we're just gonna lose the ability to spend all the funds. And I think you can look at the numbers and it proves out that these services are needed. And as legislator Walter said, them being able to do these services over the phone or in a mobile way 24/7, I think will continue to help save people and will cause them to not necessarily come to the building other times or even at night. So I do think expanding their services really will actually help the neighborhood, as long as they're not expanding the hours of the outreach center. And I do think moving it to a location that's not square in the middle of a residential area is going to help. We will work and get people transportation, et cetera, so that they you know, it's not ideal to move them towards a different end of town than where they're really needed, but getting them out of a residential area is important. And I think they agree that they're looking for another location.
Any other comments?
Yeah,
Perry.
You know, I find it rather revealing that whatever the problems we've been talking about weren't addressed by somebody months and months ago. I mean, everything I just heard now from the deputy executive is that we hope they fix it, but we don't know. I mean, they have a history, yes, maybe of helping some and maybe contributing to a continued delinquency. But I mean, why wasn't these things addressed 6 months ago?
Legislator Walter.
I think it's a good question. I think if we could go back 6 months and we knew what we knew, they probably would have started it. I don't think we can't go back. And so while it is a very good question, we have to think what's the best thing going forward. And again, they have implemented changes on that site. They're working on a new location. That's how we're going forward. The question on the table right now is, should we or shouldn't we expand their programming to 24 hours, not their site? And so that's what I'm hoping we can separate that out and really focus on that and recognize that by not supporting this resolution, we're denying people services who need these services. And that's where the decision is. Without, it won't change. A yes to this resolution won't make it it won't make it worse at the location. It might not change anything, or it might make it better, but it's not going to make their current situation at their location worse. And they're working on making their current situation at their location better. A yes on this is to provide programming to more people, but it is separate from that location. So I urge people to think about this, just like we have the situation of having trouble supporting when Westchester Health Alliance gets funding to do programming. We might not want to give it to Westchester Health Alliance because we're very mad at what they did with the mental health beds, but if we say no, we're also denying programming to people who need it. And in this case, I actually truly believe that this will also help their location. But it, even if it doesn't change that, that's on them and they have to prove it to us. We have to leave it to them to prove it to us. But a yes doesn't change it one way or another, I don't think.
Deputy Executive Ryder?
If I could just add, I forgot one other point, and it goes off of what Legislative Walter said last time, is that we have future opportunities with future funding. We actually have opportunities for this funding. There's nothing that says, you know, if you all approve this month and we see in December, January, February, things aren't getting better, we can there's termination clauses. And they are in every contract. And while it wouldn't be what I would want to do, you know, I think it's something we can look at if things don't change.
Thank you. And I'll just say that, you know, Legislator Wolf, that was a good analogy of using Health Alliance, because that's right. I mean, this is an expense that, you know, a service that we need to offer. It's good for our residents. And this is we'll call this the carrot. And if this doesn't work and things don't get better, the stick, I mean, there's many more funding opportunities in the future that they just won't be qualified for if this doesn't go well. And I think they're getting that message. And so only with that in mind is how I'm comfortable with this. But I agree with Legislator Haynes and Parity. I'm hear you. So Legislator Haynes.
Thank you. I have great reservation about moving forward with appropriating these funds, considering all the allegations that were brought forward with the issues that were occurring at that current location. I don't know that a 24-hour mobile tele whatever is going to help people who sometimes need to come in and actually see somebody. I believe in the programs that he's been providing. I think I agree with Legislator Walter when she says we're desperately in need of these services. But how do you claw back money after you've already appropriated it? Because if I do vote yes on this tonight, I will hold their feet to the fire on this, even though I'm not going to be here as a legislator, but I can reinvent myself in a different way.
Well, Legislator Haynes, I think Deputy Zager Ryder said it. We always have an out clause in our contracts. We can rescind the contract at any point if we feel it's not going well. And then, like I had just said, future opportunities. This is not the first agreement for services that we've done with Samadhi's group. There's plenty of opportunity in the future that they just won't be qualified for. So if they want to hang it all on $112,000, you know, grant the rest of the future with Ulster County, that's a pretty foolish thing to do if they're not going to hear us, which I think they do hear us now, and have to solve the problem. You're right. Should they have taken care of this months ago without anybody saying anything? Absolutely. But we're here now, and this is where we're at, unfortunately. Let's say, Walter.
Yeah, just one also point of clarity. Samadhi is not a treatment center, it's a recovery center. So a lot of the bulk of what it does doesn't actually need that location. For them to provide peer-to-peer support, for them to provide sort of care navigation, help people get to treatment, help people know that there's somebody there for them, that actually can be telephone and mobile, but they're not. So I just, because there was some confusion as to whether they were treatment center, and they are a recovery center. So they're helping people in their process of recovery. And so it absolutely feeds very well into mobile and telehealth. I mean, I'm using telehealth. It's telephone, peer-to-peer support, care navigation kind of thing. And it's really well-suited for that kind of, and in fact, they can reach more people in the county that way than they can in their location, because, you know, the people addicted don't just live in Midtown Kingston. They live all over this county, and this will actually allow them to really provide services to more people.
Legislative Parity, then Bartels.
You know, the discussions and the comments we're hearing now will be exactly the same comments you're going to hear in 4 or 5 or 2 or 3 months, should there be continued difficulty with the program. Very difficult to terminate something when, as the deputy executive said, a lot of lives have been saved. I hope that's true. I don't know how you absolutely justify that sometimes. Some of their programs, I think, border on maybe a little reckless. I mean, I can't imagine the County of Ulster funding some place to pour alcohol, Jack Daniels, down the throat of an alcoholic to keep him from driving his car or stumbling on the road. I mean, they had a problem. I haven't really heard how it's been addressed. They're gonna move a little bit. They're gonna do some things different. I guess there are a lot of good programs, but sadly, we have an epidemic on our hands. And all I hear about is rehabilitation, nothing about prevention.
Let's say Bart Hills.
Thank you. First, I want to thank Legislator Walter for the proposed amendment in the contract. I think it's a really proactive and inventive way at addressing the concerns. And I also want to say I was unable to attend the public health meeting, but I did ask the clerk for a link to the video, and I watched the meeting. And I also want to say that I appreciate Mr. McNamara's explanation, acknowledgement of the concerns, and his explanation of what has already been undertaken to address it. Because we're speaking about it here as if nothing's been done or a modest amount's been done, and yet Mr. McNamara explained extensive changes that were undertaken, and I just want to say that I appreciate those as well.
Say, Walter.
Yes, just for the record, Somaty does not provide drugs to people, so the analogy of the alcohol is not an appropriate analogy, and the count of life saved can be in their capacity to identify when people are overdosing and getting them to the hospital. So it is there and it's documented. And anyone who's interested in understanding more about our opioid problem and the programs that are serving it and what they're doing, because we're doing a lot in this county, I encourage you to attend a HEAL meeting, and then you'll really understand all of the different programs that are providing services and really working very, very hard to battle this epidemic.
Any other discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? Who opposed? Okay, motion carried. Thank you. Resolution 505, rescinding resolution 333 of 21, establishing central revenues project for transparent reporting. Legislator Bartels, motion.
Move for discussion.
Second. Legislator Walter, discussion. Legislator Bartels.
Thank you. I want to thank the committee for their patience on this and ask for a postponement for 1 week. Our financial analyst, Amber Feaster, has been working with the executive's office, and we are making progress and working toward a compromise resolution that I hope everyone will eventually feel comfortable with. So we'll be back with more information in a week. Thank you.
Can I have a second for that? Mr. Archer, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 509, confirming reappointment of Dawn Spader as personnel director. Can I have a motion? Mr. Haynes, second. Bartels, discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. Resolution 510, amending 21 budget to accept allocations from BOCA. Can I have a motion? Mr. Walter, second. Bartels, discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. Resolution 511, approving execution of contract for $76,203.96 for West Publishing Corp. Can I have a motion? Say, well, Bartels, second. Haynes, discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. 512, approving execution of contract for $150,000 for Abbott House. Can I have a motion? Legislator Walter, second. Archer, discussion? Legislator Bartels?
So a question for Deputy Executive Ryder. Did we confirm, is this a new provider?
This is a provider that we haven't used for a while. I don't know that it's brand new, but we did have somebody in October that fit the need for this.
Thank you very much.
All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. Approving execution 513, approving execution of contract for HRI. Can I have a motion? Senator Walter, second. Bartels, discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. 515, authorizing chair legislature to enter an agreement with NYSERDA. A motion. Senator Archer, second. Walter, discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. 516, establishing capital project 611, development court lighting retrofit. Got a motion. Senator Bartels, second. Walter, discussion? All those in favor?
That's correct.
Opposed? So carried. 518, amending capital project number 548, Department of Social Services, Bateman Restoration. Can I have a motion? Legislator Walter, second. Bartels, discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. 520, amending capital project 540 for the Sampson Road Covert. Can I have a motion? Legislator Walter, second Bartels, discussion. Sarah, do you have a discussion or? No, all those in favor? Opposed, so carried. 522, approving contract amendment for Safeco alarm systems. Can I have a motion? Legislator Walter, second. Haynes, any discussion? All those in favor? Opposed, so carried. 523, approving execution of a contract for Johnson Controls. Can I have a motion? Legislator Walter, second Haynes, discussion. All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. 524, approving execution of a contract for Family Woodstock. Can I have a motion? Legislator Walter, second. Bartels, any discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. 525, approving execution of a contract for Family Woodstock. Let's say Walter, second. Can I get a second? Second, Mayo. Any discussion? All those in favor, let's say Walter.
And then and this sort of just occurs to me, Mark, it would be helpful to know how many kids they're serving, not because I question that they're doing what they're doing. I'm just wondering whether during COVID, did this become a worse problem? You know, just to understand more about the impact of the pandemic. So if it's possible to, you know, how many kids and how that's changed over the past couple of years, it would be really, this might be one of those places that we didn't realize how much worse it got, or maybe it didn't, but yeah, I would love to see those numbers.
I'll make sure that when they do their annual report this year, that specifically the numbers for these two contracts are included. They do a pretty comprehensive year-over-year annual report that goes to the legislature, and I'll just make sure that if they haven't included these numbers in the past, that they're there.
Thank you.
Legislator Haynes? Legislator Haynes? You? No? Okay. All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. 527, amending capital project 482, the countywide radio system. Can I have a motion? Senator Haynes, second. Walter, discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. 529, approving execution of a contract for Motorola. Can I have a motion? Senator Walter, second. Haynes, discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. 530, approving Ulster County's 2022 Stop DWI program plan. Can I have a motion? Legislator Walter, second. Legislator Archer, discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. 531, approving execution of a contract amendment for legal services of Hudson Valley. Can I have a motion? Legislator Bartels, second. Walter, discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. Resolution 532, appropriating funds from insurance revenues for replacement of vehicles. Can I have a motion? Mr. Haynes, second. Walter, discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. 533, approving execution of a contract amendment for emergency one. Can I have a motion? Mr. Walter, second. Haynes, discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. 534, authorizing Ulster County Commissioner of Finance to refund purchase price of parcels previously sold at auction. Can I have a motion? Legislator Bartels, second. Haynes, discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. 535, authorizing conveyance of county-owned property to original owner. Can I have a motion? Legislator Bartels, second. Walter, discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. 536, authorizing chair legislature to execute an intermunicipal agreement with sharing of short-term rentals, Newtown and New Paltz. Can I have a motion? Legislator Walter, second Bartels, discussion. All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. 537, authorizing chair legislature to convey parcels the counting of properties acquired on Article 11 for County New Paltz for public use. Can I have a motion? Legislator Walter, second. Bartels, discussion. Legislator Walter. You're on.
Just to answer, you had this question during the chair's meeting and recently. So this is two parcels, landlocked parcels on wetlands that actually kept going through where somebody would buy them. They'd go in front of the planning board, be told you can't build anything on it. So the town is taking them and it's going to be open space. But it's landlocked wetlands that are just going to be used for open space. And there was a third parcel, but someone actually decided to take it, own it, and make it open space as well.
Okay. Any further discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. Comptroller Gallagher.
Thank you very much for giving me a minute, Chairman Gavaris. I wanted to give you guys an update on the RRA litigation. Right now, essentially, it's on hold. They've indicated that they plan to appeal the judge's decision, which ruled that we did have audit authority, and that they intend to seek a stay of the judge's order during that time period. They have 6 months to file an appeal and likely another 3 months on top of that if they ask for an extension. In an effort to save money on litigation, we are going to consent to the stay during that 6 month period with the expectation that they will not get an additional extension. And we are seeking guidance from other state agencies with audit and investigatory authority. I wanted to also share with you that, you know, we've reviewed the budget consultant's report, and I wanted to mention to you that our office consensus is that we are going to make the sales tax number projected for next year, this year, that we do not find that the sales tax projection number that is in the executive's budget to be excessive at all. And that, in fact, it's a straight 4% increase year over year if we had that last year and then projected it again this year for next year. The average 10-year increase is around 3%. So you can keep that in mind. That would take us to 139. But we do anticipate that we're going to make those numbers this year. And we wanted to let you know our thoughts on that. We think that number is pretty good. And I wanted to mention to you two other things. Or several other things on the audit side. We are awaiting materials back right now for an audit on investment policy compliance. We are sitting on $149 million in checking, and the number that the budget consultants had in their report is not correct. That is old data. We have a cost of COVID report that we've put together. It'll go to the administration sometime next week. And we sent to the administration today a draft 18B audit that we've been working on over the past year that was a review of over 2,000 18B invoices. So that's just a summary of where we're at. Thanks.
Thank you. Any new business, Legislator Bartels?
No, may I ask the comptroller a question?
Absolutely.
Thank you. As much as you can answer the question, I realize that there's pending litigation. Is there a way that you could provide at least the legislature what information you're still waiting on from the RRA? And by that, I mean, has any of the information that the legislature received been shared with the comptroller's office? Or again, I don't know. I don't know if there's still other things you're looking for, but I think it would be helpful. At least I would like to know.
Some materials. I assume it's all of what was shared, but I actually have no way to confirm that. But more importantly, that does not provide individual scale log data. Everything was aggregated together over a 1 year time period. And I have some documentation that indicates that rather than just being a proportion of sales, that the individual in question who works for the authority that was taking the majority of the compost received 100% of the sales during certain periods. I can only confirm that with individual scale log information, and I do not have that. Okay. Everything that I received from you guys, from the chairman of the legislature, was aggregated data over a 1 year period.
Is that the only information that's outstanding in your request to the RRA?
No, there are requests for policy information and some other things in there as well. I can prepare like a little note back to you guys.
That would be great. Thank you. I appreciate your work.
Just wanted to bring to the committee's attention, I believe it'll probably be in front of you next week. There's a late resolution coming The Ulster County Sheriff's Employees Association, the union representing the corrections officers at the jail, the civil staff, and some administrative staff on the jail side, did ratify a contract agreement for 5 years. On Monday, it was an 80-7 vote, which was fairly overwhelming. It's fairly similar to the wage schedule is fairly similar to the CSEA contract that was recently put through the legislature. I just wanted to kind of put this on your radar for the coming days. I believe it's with the clerk right now to process, and the chair has been made aware.
Thank you. Deputy Secretary Ryder.
And I just have one other late resolution that's going to be coming your way, and the late should have gone over today if it didn't, but the tower site that we're building out for the radio tower, thank you, Vicky, for the up in the town of Saugerties, came back, the bid came back late last week after the deadline, and with the lead time on steel, we'd really like to get this project going. So we are submitting a late for the contracts for that. And it should be at the clerk's office by tomorrow.
Anybody else have anything new? Any old? Can I have a motion to adjourn? Mr. Bartel, second Walters. All right, all is in favor? Opposed? So carried. Thank you all.
Have a good night, everyone.